You are listening to the Bright Life Podcast, all about ways to stay inspired, chase your dreams, and find more gratitude in the highs and lows of the journey. I'm your host, Jessica Johnson. I'm a business owner, a part-time digital nomad, a self-growth junkie, a believer in other big-hearted women, and am all about sharing tips, tricks, lessons learned, and encouragement so we can all live our biggest, brightest lives. You ready? Let's do this. Happy Thursday. Thank you so much for being here. I'm excited to dive into today's topic. I've been having fun sharing a little bit more about my journey through entrepreneurship. For those of you who have been with me this long as part of this community, this is around the same time years ago that I started my business, that I took the leap into entrepreneurship, that I left corporate America. And it's been a very winding journey to building a business that I really love, that feels aligned, that feels like the best use of all the things that I love doing and the ways I love using my energy and what I want to contribute in the world. And so for me, it's kind of fun to reminisce and to share little snippets of that. Sometimes when you're in the journey, it's hard to process and it's hard to share because you don't know what you're learning until you have some perspective and some hindsight. So it's fun to kind of take this pause and to just look back at the past few years and think like, wow, what was I learning in that phase? Like, what do I feel comfortable sharing now that I have some distance between it, you know? And so anyway, thank you for being part of that journey. Today, I want to share something that I was learning at probably around this time a year or so ago, and that's really served me anytime that I've been beginning something or feeling a little lost and trying to find my way through something. And it's something that my coach Lacey Seitz taught me, which is just the permission to let things be messy. So if you're anything like me, maybe you're someone who thrives in having everything planned out, knowing what the plan's going to be. Maybe you like to think through what are the pros, what are the cons, what's the worst that can happen, and just mentally feel very prepared for something before you do it. And the reason that this has really served me, this feeling of let it be messy, is it kind of gives you permission to remove that need, that urge to have every little detail planned out, and to just almost acknowledge like this is a little messy right now, but it's okay. So this has really served me even when I was transitioning my business from more of a coaching model to more of the copywriting service-based business in that way, because there's so much to do at the outset of building a business or really beginning anything. You know, you need to start thinking about your legal paperwork and the LLC stuff. You need to think about getting clients and building your website and what's your brand going to look like and how do you eventually onboard a team. And it can all feel like there's so much to do all at once. And instead of letting that stop you and instead of letting that intimidate you, you can just kind of think to yourself, this might be like a little bit messy right now. And it almost just gives you that feeling of it's not forever either. Like if you're experiencing a lot of growth, it's going to be a little messy, but that's the trade-off to having growth come in really quickly and almost every day finding where the gaps are and what you need to fill in. So that it's not really a mantra or an affirmation, but for me, it's just that permission of this can be a messy season of my life right now, and it doesn't make the business wrong. It doesn't make the idea wrong. It doesn't make the process at fault. It's just the acceptance of things are a little messy right now, and that's okay. I think for me, you know, it's so easy to look at other people and entrepreneurs and feel like they have it all figured out. But what I know is true for me and what that helps me realize must be true for so many other people is that we're all on some level kind of figuring things out as we go. You know, for me, even though I've been in business and running my own businesses for years now, I'm still to some degree figuring out, you know, what to post on social media and what my next product offering is. And there's parts of the business that I love, and then there's parts that I want to improve or optimize or offload. And so for me, I never feel like I have it all figured out. I feel like there's still mindset things where I know what I want to be doing, but I have a hard time doing it in some areas. And so there's parts of my brain that I'm working out and I'm getting on board and I'm finding out why there's resistance to certain things. And I think the deeper you get into business, into starting something in your life, the more that comes up, because it's like an onion. You're like peeling back layers, and sometimes the first ones are really easy, and it's not till you get to the next level or the next like crossroads that you really realize, oh, like there's some stuff coming up here. What is that about? So for me, just that permission to let it be messy, to realize that every other person to some degree is figuring it out, kind of gives you a lot of compassion for them and then a lot of compassion for yourself to figure it out too. And to just, maybe there's parts of your life that do feel really streamlined, you don't have a lot of conflict in that area, but then there's other parts that might always be a little bit of an unfolding or a little bit messy. And that doesn't make you a bad person, it doesn't make you bad at those things. That's just the area of your life that there's a lot of growth and a lot of evolution, and that will always feel a little bit unknown and a little bit scattered, because if it didn't, it'd mean you would have it totally down. So as long as you're growing, there's going to be a little bit of messiness involved, and that's okay. Something that this also encourages me in is it helps me feel like I don't have to wait to get started to just do something. Like, anything I do is better than nothing, right? So you can apply this to your health, to your business, to your relationships, you know, to your larger career if you are in corporate America. But like with your health, for example, maybe there's that feeling of I have to eat perfectly for it to count, or you have to do the full 30 minutes or hour at the gym for it to count. And I've really been trying to unwire those neural pathways and those thoughts in myself where 10 minutes still counts. Like 10 minutes is still better than 0 minutes. You know, if you don't have an absolutely perfect meal planned, or you don't have the time to make this great healthy dinner, just throwing together some healthy things in a bowl is good enough. Like, let it be a little messy and it still gets the job done. You know, it's like maybe you don't make the whole like salmon with the risotto or whatever, but do you have some quinoa and some rice to throw in a bowl with some protein and some veggies? Like, even if they're the things in your fridge that are just kind of waiting for the day to be used, maybe add a sauce on there and you're good to go. Like, you're feeding your body. That's a healthy meal. So for me, it's just that permission and relaxation around everything has to be exactly right, or the conditions have to be exactly right for me to begin, or for me to accept my efforts. It's like any effort is still better than no effort, right? And if it's in business, every effort is still better than staying where you're at or not getting started at all. So even if you go and you don't know exactly what you're filing paperwork-wise, you know, you just getting in there and figuring it out is better than waiting another 6 months to get started. You having the most basic website out there, just straight default template from Squarespace or Wix or whatever, is still better than you not having a website or you not launching it to the world because you're still tweaking little things. You having a basic logo that maybe even your nephew made you is still better than you waiting and not starting your business or not announcing it to the world because you don't love the exact logo you have. I've changed my logo multiple times. You know, no one's even probably even noticed or cared. And if they do, it's not a big deal. That's just the natural evolution of a business. So for me, it's just that permission that, like, yes, it can be messy, and part of that is that any getting started, any figuring things out, any putting things out there, even if it's not your ideal vision yet, is still better than not doing it at all. Remember that there's that beautiful film. It's a 2-minute, this wouldn't be a film, but it's a 2-minute video by Ira Glass about beginning. And it's basically just saying that the nature of creative people and of creative work is that because you have a creative eye, because you know on some level what you want to build, you can sense what it looks like. And in the start, you might not be able to execute that right away. And you might feel dissatisfaction because what you're picturing isn't lining up with what you're seeing. But that's good. That means that your taste is killer. You just might have to actually do the act to get to where you want your product to be. And that is another piece of this, the last one, which is you really figure things out in the doing and in the execution, not in the planning or the thinking. And for some, I'm a strategist in my work, so for me, this is a really hard one to swallow because I love the planning, I love the thinking, I love the days of like, this is what I'll eat for dinner, this is how my business will go, this is what the growth will look like. But you really don't figure things out that way. For me, I didn't start to figure out what I loved about business and what I disliked or what I could delegate or what I could find help with until I got into the business, until I started actually trying different niches, until I started launching different products, different services, coaching versus writing. I had no idea what it would be like to be in the business until I actually got in. And so even though I did do a ton of planning and I had a business plan and I knew how I anticipated making money, it wasn't until I actually got into business that I was able to test what really worked and what didn't. And so many of the things were the opposite of what I thought they would be. And I'm just so grateful that I got started when I did, because it let me have something to latch onto that to then start evolving and improving and iterating. Whereas if I'd never got started, I would be, you know, this many years in, just still at that stage of not having to figure out all these things that would work or would not work. So just remember that, like, the way you get into it, the way that you figure things out is not by having more information, is not by having more research. I mean, definitely do your due diligence to the best of your ability, but at the end of the day, the way that you learn, the way that you improve, the way that you figure things out, the way you hone your craft is in the act, is in the doing, is in the putting yourself out there and letting the world give you feedback. So whether it's your marketplace, whether it's your clients, whether it's your own life, whether it's your relationships, that's how you actually find what works, find what doesn't, and get to create what you do envision having one day. So I hope this is just a little encouragement for any of you who have a dream on your heart and maybe you feel like there's so much to do to even start. Maybe you're intimidated by getting into it. Maybe you feel like you need more research or you're not quite ready. In my experience, you never feel ready. You never, ever, ever feel 100% ready. You can have a good gut instinct. You can feel on some level this is right for you. You can have enough of the vision to see the first step and just trust that that direction is right for you and feel that on some level. That's what you need. That's really all you need in many cases. And you don't wait till the moment you feel exactly ready, because I have rarely ever felt that for anything. I mean, I've always had a little bit of fear, even when I felt in my gut that something was right. And so if you need this permission, I just give you the permission to let things be messy. What would you do if you knew it was okay that things could be messy for a little while? What would you accept as good enough if things could be a little messier? What would you give yourself compassion and forgiveness around? What would you go for? What would you do? Permission for things to be messy. Permission for things to fall into place as you go. Permission to figure things out the more action that you take. The permission that any little amount forward is better than staying where you are. That's the message that I have on my heart for this week. I hope it speaks to you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week and feel all the permission in the world to let it be messy, to know that you're good enough, that what you're putting out there is good enough, and it's going to evolve, and that is the natural order of things. It's never about perfection. It's never about having all the answers ahead of time. I think life, business, relationships, it's really this unfolding, and your masterpiece evolves and takes shape the more you add to it and the more time that you just get out there and see what resonates with you, with your audience, with your life, with your craft. I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening in. If you loved this episode, it would mean so much to me if you share it on Instagram stories and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping get the message out. I am so grateful to be on this journey with you. Until next time, talk to you soon.